So they want me to begin with this. And it's almost like land teaching. In other words, oh gosh, not really. I've got all this past life downloads. But they want me to share. When I say me, this is the collective me or we. It's remembering that we're opening up to our grandest claim. We're opening up to our grandest allowance. So that means, again, it's not the individualized me or any of the other me's. It's moving into that highest station where we broadcast love. So in all instances, it's not that we need to know what to do. It's that as we relax, we open up to our highest occurrence. The reason they want me to share that is that's how I bring forth these attunements. I really open up to my higher self. And my higher self is one with everyone else's higher self. So together, we orchestrate this possibility. So it's very important that we understand that we really don't have to know the next right turn. We really don't have to know anything. What we need to do is to know how to allow. In other words, how to allow ourselves the gifts, how to allow ourselves the offering that we're entitled to, because we each have a higher teacher. So the energies that are coming forth to introduce us to our companion, to introduce us to our partnership. In other words, what's arriving is our heavenly presence. What's arriving is our heavenly state. What's arriving is our divine union in the present reality, in the present moment. That's very, very essential, because as we keep growing, as we keep responding, as we keep claiming, it's sometimes we kind of put off to later what can be done in the now. So one day I'll be one with my higher self. One day. So those days are now. What we're doing is opening up and practicing the allowance of truth, the allowance of entitlement, the allowance of holy remembrance. And so as we do this, we walk steady, because we're kind of walking with our steady, if you will. I couldn't resist. We're walking steady with our own higher awareness. And so as we will allow that to drive the ship, the car, the automobile, the plane, as we allow that union to occur, we step into our truest claim. Now that's where magic occurs. That's where you had a debilitating disease one day and the next day, poof, where is it? It was in your old lifestyle. It was in your old consciousness. But now that you have triumphed into a new broadcast, into a new good favor, it is nowhere. So this is where everything that we have that we're not really pleased with, it's like, if this would just get out of the way, I would be very happy. So we all have our bugaboos. We all have those places where, you know, it's just a thorn in my side. The more that we can relax and assume all things are possible, the more that we'll strengthen our allowance, will strengthen our relationship with our new accommodations. Now that's occurring in the present. We're not waiting for something long in the distance. We're learning how to operate what's in the now moment. So this is about receivership. This is about allowance. This is about permitting ourselves to go. So we're not going with the ego, remember? So some of us need to do a check, because we're used to functioning out of that ego that wants the praise, that wants the glory, that wants the recognition. That's how you know if you're out of ego. So when you notice that, again, no error, no judgment. It's like, that was ego. Perhaps there's another way. Perhaps there's another lifestyle. And that's what we're opening up to, is this new lifestyle of I just want to keep saying allowance, but the energy is golden and the energy is light and the energy is totally available as we will coincide. So this is where we're coming into union with our Christ self, with our divine self, with our divine inheritance. Whatever your words are, whatever's most comfortable, if you want to walk with Jesus, whatever feels true to you, That is what you should be doing. So don't mimic or echo my words or anyone else's if it doesn't align with your truth. So this is where we want to remember that there are many paths, there are many roads, and you don't need to be hitch on to someone else's path. It's listening to what resonates to you. Some of us, they want me to explain this, some of us feel much more comfortable with self, please hold my hand. I really need someone to hold my hand now, I'm scared. That's perfect. Some of us tend to think more in terms of abstract, and that it doesn't even help. So honor your truth, because that's what this is really about. It's releasing you following the tide, releasing following someone else's teaching, others' teachings. These teachings are guiding you to your own relationship. So that's the key. You're developing your own relationship with your higher self. And so as you honor what feels right, and you're learning this, we're each learning what feels right, what feels true. And so we're coming to our own place of honor. Again, not from ego, but from the coursework of love. We're receiving ourselves in love. Now, many of us have been struggling with that because we're hardest on ourselves, because we've been following the ego. And a lot of us have taken on some very heavy patterning because we're superheroes in essence. We can wash away the sins of the world, so to speak. We can clear karmic. We can clear karmic lines. We can clear I call them tree lines, but you know, you see the generational pattern, you see what you're doing, you see what was going on in other generations. It's, you know what your work is. It's easy to find, easy to look. So again, we've taken this on, not because of punitive damages, not out of hardship, not because we have so much karma to erase, but because of our magical exposure. In other words, we're the superheroes in essence. We understand how to call on divinity and to wash away the sins. Now, how we do this is we learn how to look the other way. So at first, we're going to feel the tug of war. We're going to feel the old impressions, because they came to us through like the mother's belly. They came to us through the vibrations in the energies on Earth. And so what we're learning to do is to dismiss it. What we're learning to do is shine the light on it. What we're learning to do is rise in our effectiveness to honor our own truth. So we're not going to find this from without, and we're not going to plagiarize like, what are you doing on your book? We're doing this with ease as we open up to our own accommodations. So that means each of us are entitled to aligning with our higher self, to feeling those impressions, to feeling those encouragements. So now I understand why all these guides were filing in. It was like, it is getting mighty crowded here, because there's an energetic inference. There's an energetic placement or overlay, if you will. It looks like a wrapping. It's almost like, just imagine like silvery looking. It's translucent, and it's just shimmering, and it's gauze. It looks like gauze, but translucent, like just being wrapped up like an angel, or it just like magical. So this is here as a gifting. When I tune into the energy of it, just imagine the energy of a crystal. Imagine where it supports, and it I can't get those words, but I'm really losing my words. I'll get that word, but it's like more pronounced. It makes it easier. Let's say it this way. It makes it easier to understand. It makes it easier to feel our way. It makes it easier for us to find our own home, for us to find our own truth, because that's the path of initiation. That's the path Master's initiate process, is we're coming to our own claim. So we're all experiencing, they're saying, levels of torture. Don't get scared. So this is just where the ego is alive and well. The ego is alive and well. So expect no different. expect no different. But understand that we're in training, and they're showing me like Rocky, you know, like training for the fights, that we're training to look the other way. That doesn't mean that we're a dish rag. That doesn't mean someone can step all over us and we don't have boundaries. That means that we move into our source of love for our conviction, for our steady pace. So it's sort of like needing less from the world and more from our heavenly birthright, more from our heavenly conclusion. Because when we stand tall and pretty, when we stand ready and receive, when we have all that we need, we know our worth, we know our value, and we know our guidance, then we have compassion for the ego. We have compassion for ourselves for having listened to the ego. We have compassion for others for being lost in the ego. But again, we're not looking to get our needs met from it. So that's part of our misery, where we're still fighting a losing battle. So someone that is aligned with ego probably isn't going to be open to what it is that we're asking for. So we have the hurts, we have the woundedness, because we've been aligning with that. That's the diseased mind. We're opening up to our true understanding. We're opening up to our heavenly bliss. We're opening up to our newfound glory, as we will entitle ourselves, as we will self-promote. Now, self-promote's a very important part of this, because that means the promotion. It's like graduation week, right? At least in Florida, everybody's graduating on video or in cars or whatever. So it's graduation. Graduation in the here now. In the here now. It doesn't matter if we still have aspects of the shadow to integrate. It doesn't matter where we are on the spiritual flow chart in terms of here we are, here's awakening. It's to awaken as we go. It's not like just one moment. We're awakening from our sins. We're awakening into our embodiment. And every time we do that, every time we heal an old pattern, we awaken. Now, we awaken in totality, because there's really only one ego. There's really only one Christ presence. So this is how we bring healing to the planet, to the world. Because every time we awaken to God's love, to our own memory, our own God self, we show others, we offer that. It's like, here, this is my contribution to the buffet. We offer our remembrance. So as we will receive our holy exchange, as we will receive our offering, they're asking us to claim this in justified pride. Now, justified pride is not ego. It's acknowledging that you're the prodigal son and daughter. It's acknowledging that you're the chosen one. We are all the chosen one. So acknowledging the truth, justified pride, is realizing, recognizing your power in making those choices. Because the more you can recognize the process, the more you can recognize your power of choice, the more you come home to your Christed presence. Each time you say yes, what you're doing, this is the reason why promotion in the now is so relevant. Each time you do this, you have more dictation, you have more ownership, you have more energy, you have more leverage. So the next time you get triggered, the next time you go belly up, you go into all kinds of egoic antics, you have all of that strength to turn the capsized boat right, to find your way. So the more that we can congratulate ourselves along the way, the more that we can have the justified ownership and provisions in the now moment, they're saying expect miracles, because we are marching home. We are finding our way home. So as we will receive this endorsement, as we will receive this light, they're asking us to carry our full capacity. Now, I was looking at like a basket. They're showing me the Magician card in Tarot, in case anyone's curious. So this is powerful energy. So I was looking at a basket, and it's like a basket of apples or whatever. But what I noticed is normally I say, and now extend. Because again, we're all used to that belief in separation. Like there's so much, just so much that you can have. So what I noticed was how wide my arms immediately went. And extend, receive more, went all the way out. So this is showing our growth. This is showing how we're kind of getting in sync now. We're understanding our true provisions. That's how we take our power back. The reason we're still dreaming we're powerless, governments have power, is because we're under false conclusion. We have a false image of self. We're victimized. We're separate from divinity. So we're playing it out ad nauseam at times. But nevertheless, this is where we have fair turnabout, because we are the ones that are empowering ourselves with the light, creating that sacred union. So remember, abundance, total abundance, please receive. Let us pray and allow this light to adorn all the rooms of the Father's mansion. That means all of the areas. Now, some areas you're very aware, the ones you've been praying about, you're very aware of where you need help. But what you want to remember, they're going to change. So it's like golden coins dropping. We don't understand what's going to bring about the healing. So let's just say we have a need for physical healing. We're like, okay, here's my physical ailment. This is what I need. Here's my toe. Here's my pinky. But we don't know. It may have to do with relationship. We don't know all the different steps that need healing for that one day miraculous healing. We're like, oh, I healed it. So this is where we're not in charge. This is where all the kitchen cabinets are open. You spirit, you can go anywhere you feel like. Bring forth aptitude, bring forth heavenly pleasure, to bring forth healing in all my open doors. That means I surrender it all. Now that's a huge step, but they're saying we're asking for huge gifting. Because we're not trying to just manifest one little thing one day. This is not metaphysics 101. We're coming home to Christ. We're coming home to our true essence. So that means we want to know our whole truth. We don't want parts of ourselves functioning out of our ego. We want to bring forth that whole awareness so that all of our aspects of self will prosper, so that these energies, this frequency, can go out to all of our brethren, all of our brothers and sisters, so they all know how to prosper. They all can wake up from their limited exposure. So these are the signs and symbols we've been waiting for that are being activated in our God presence. So as we offer these energies, we offer them to all of the kingdom. We offer them to all that are in process of decision making that affect all the peoples of the earth, for them all to receive these higher energies, to hear the voice of their own higher awareness. May all brethren know their light. May they all come home to their own holy presence. Let us pray. So Saint Germain is with us now. He's asking us to hold a place in our heart for our true self, for our true remembrance. You can see an image. You can see yourself when you were young, when you felt particularly connected to spirit. You can just see a flower, a tree, a rose. Someone has Mary Magdalene already. So whatever arrives, allow that symbol to be there and allow it to be present as an ongoing reminder of your wholeness, of your safety, of your oneness, of your truth. All right, my symbol just turned into a white rose. So it is. Beautiful, 7:22.